What's up, my friends? Dr. David Boyd, and this is the Modern Medicine Matters Podcast, your daily dose, episode number 177. Today's topic is this, Code Brown. Sit back and relax, because here we go. So, what is a Code Brown? Code Brown in the hospital is a humorous way of saying, wow, there has been a massive poop that has occurred. Now, I'll have you consider, yes, it is a little bit juvenile. I understand. I get it. Poop jokes are juvenile. Hysterical, but juvenile. Here's the thing that you have to understand about medicine and the medical field overall. So doctors, nurses, ultrasound techs, echo techs, even the janitorial staff, everybody that's in a hospital sees some pretty awful stuff on a daily basis. And I'll have you consider that humor really is the best medicine. I mean, humor actually really helps you to diffuse stress, diffuse all the negativity and everything that you see. And those in the medical field use it a lot. Most of the time, not inappropriately, let's put it that way, you know, but poo is definitely one of those humorous things. So that being said, so, you know, there are a bunch of different codes in a hospital. Some of them are specific to a hospital themselves. Other are a bit more specific that are universal. For example, code blue. Code blue is when someone is dying, they're arresting, their heart's not beating, or they're not breathing, or something imminent is about to happen, and a team needs to respond very quickly. That's a code blue, and that's universal in every hospital setting. Code red is typically a fire. Right, so you have these different codes for these different things. A code brown, although folks in the medical field will give it a little chuckle and then move on, code brown is one of those things that I'll have you consider you do more often in your life than what you think. It is actually pretty common, even for you. Now, I'm going to talk about me and the code browns that I've called over the years, right? Why? Because there's been a lot of shit that's happened. And the amazing thing is that you are able to handle so much of it. It's not a bad thing. It shows resilience, certainly. But the problem with it is that the more shit that you put up with, the more use you get to of putting up with it. So you become a professional at handling stuff. You become a professional at tolerating stuff. And it's one thing to do something definitive about it, say, okay, here's this problem, and now I'm going to solve it. It's something else to cover it up. Now, very often what's done in the hospital, sometimes you'll notice this, if you're visiting a family member or something in the hospital, you know, hopefully you won't be, you yourself or someone close to you won't be hospitalized. But if you do, sometimes if you look, you'll see fresh coffee. You'll see like coffee sitting on a coffee filter, just like sitting there randomly. And you may be like, why in the hell is that there? Well, it's there to make the air smell better. That's why. Kind of like as a room deodorizer. You get all kinds of smells and everything, right, that occur in the hospital setting. And so that's just kind of like a quick and easy way to mask some of those smells. Much like if you want to go buy perfume or something at a perfume shop, you know, a lot of times they'll have coffee beans or something like that you can smell to kind of refresh the scents in between so that they don't overlap. We use the same trick. Same tricks used in the hospital. And consider that the same trick is also used with you. Now, I did this myself for a long period of time. Instead of handling shit in my life, what I did is I just perfumed over it. I just kind of pretended it wasn't there. I just distracted myself with something different. If you've listened to this podcast for any period of time, you know what I'm talking about. Whether that's abuse from back when I was a kid, to being picked on and bullied, to having low self-esteem, to being in a marriage that I wasn't happy in and felt trapped. I used all kinds of tricks. These are all subconscious, of course, but from everything from food as my drug of choice to choosing different sports and everything to get involved in and then doing them with such regularity that it consumed so much of my time that I didn't have to go and deal with the other shit in my life. Whether we're talking about CrossFit or triathlon or Ironman, you name it. You name it, I did it. so that I wouldn't have to actually go and handle shit. We become really good at it. We become really good at avoiding the true problem and instead creating other ways to distract ourselves so the shit smells better. The amazing thing is this, once you handle it, like once you actually run at the problem, once you embrace the darkness of it and say, you know what, once and for all, I want to be done. Like, I want to take care of this issue. Once you go and you do that, that same manure, if you will, then does an amazing thing and actually allows you to grow the most beautiful flowers in your life that you've ever seen from it. Does that make sense? Because I had a really hard time with this. I had a really hard time understanding that if I just ran at the problem, if I just focused in on it instead of everything else around it, that life would be so much better. It's like if your dog poops in the middle of the living room, right? It's amazing. The rest of the family, they'll be like, oh, well, what poop, right? Kind of walk on past. Amazing how there's that ability to do so, right? Instead of actually just going and picking up the poop. There's a lot of fecal references in this episode. But that's the amazing thing. If you just handle the shit in the first place, like actually go run out and take care of it, oh man, does life get better. Like it becomes a beautiful thing to actually just take care of the problem. And the beautiful part is that what was once holding you back then becomes the soil to grow the fruits of what you've always wanted and will set you free. Handle your shit, people. Put the coffee grounds away. That's what I got for you today, my friends. If you don't follow me on Facebook, check me out there as well, David Boyd, MD. If you have not yet subscribed to this podcast, please do. Hit the subscribe button. Put in a rating and a review. Share this. Share this with friends and family. Consider that you are within your inner circle. There is someone that needs to hear this message. And if you would just share this podcast with them, it might be what's needed to shift them into the direction that will actually lead to a happier life for them. Last but not least, if you have not been to blindspotmedical.com, talk about handling things in your life on your own terms. Blindspot gives folks that opportunity like no other vessel can. Go check it out today. Blindspotmedical.com. Put in your name and email address and you'll get on the email list. So what I got for you today, my friends, remember, health is wealth, so invest in yourself. Be coming at you again tomorrow on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast. Have a great day.